Well, I mean, you saw last week Ross was back there. I did think he gave us a little bit of juice. He had a couple that we'd like to have back from a read standpoint. But, he was close on the last one from going for a pretty good distance. He kind of tripped up. So, that's where we stand right now with him. And then on punt return, I mean, Santonio had a – I'm not sure what it started at. I know what it ended at. It was 11 after the penalty. But I think it was about a 40-yard return. So we're good there. And I think that he did a nice job with the decision-making also, in really the first three games. We haven't had a ton of return opportunities, to be honest with you, on punt return yet. Hope so. Hope he plays exactly like he did last week. He really brought an energy to us, brought an edge to us, and made some big time plays. That, the fumble, yeah, the kid dropped it, but he got in there, stuck his face in there, and really wrestled it away from the kid, which was good to see. And then made another open field tackle on punt that was good to see. And he was very disruptive on kickoff coverage. I mean, he was first man down every time and made some things happen. So it was good to see. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think continuity helps. And really, a kickoff return is like a run play, but with about 50 yards in between it every time. So think about that if you had a running play that's got all that space. I mean, it takes a lot of coordination. It takes a lot of time. And Devin was probably one of the best, if not the – well, he is the best now – as far as, making that open space work for him. You gave him a little crack and he was gone, and hopefully our guys will get to that point. Well, I mean, sure, on all accounts. How's that? We don't want penalties anytime. I promise you, we work harder in practice than I'll bet you a lot of teams in the National Football League on how to avoid penalties. But, again, some of the young guys – get in the heat of the moment, and now they're at the point where they want to make their blocks so bad and be a pleaser so bad that they make a decision that they'd like to have back. So we just have to keep working that mechanic as much as we can and try to keep those yellow flags off the field. It's a space play that a lot of times when they see somebody hit the ground, even if it was a clean play, that they're going to call it. So we have to do things to keep them off the ground as much as we can, to be honest with you.